It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, episode 98. Holy shit. My name is Matt, and I am here with Tyler. What's up, Tyler?
Not much. Just been playing a lot of Animal Crossing all day.
That's what I hear. I had to pull you away from it to do this.
It's pretty fun so far. I got it last night.
Have you and I ever done a podcast together?
I was a guest when you were doing not even Power Up podcast.
Was it Three-Way of Awesome?
Three-Way of Awesome.
So it's been a really long time.
Yes, it's been probably like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming up on 2 years for this, so yeah. 2 years for Three-Hit Combo, so if it was Three-Way of Awesome, yeah, we're looking at 3 years. But yeah, that's kind of weird. You think if anyone I'd do a podcast with, it'd probably be you, but we haven't really done any.
You never ask.
Well, I did today.
And here I am. What?
All right, checkmate. You got me. But how's things in San Antonio? How are you liking it there?
It's really hot. It's like 98 degrees today, which is apparently cool for this time of year.
Oh, well, good thing you're moving back.
Yeah.
You're coming back after SGC, right?
Yeah, we'll be doing a convoy.
Convoy. Have you seen the parking situation for SGC? Oh, yeah, you're not parking at that hotel.
And I'm not part of it, thankfully.
Yeah, fuck. I think we're just going to do the valet parking, but
I'm lucky enough to be parking in a different hotel.
It's 20 right bucks a day.
The hotel's 20 minutes away? What?
No, 20 bucks a day.
Oh, 20 bucks. Yeah. I was going to say, no, it's like, it's right across the street. I mean, I guess if you crawl.
If you crawl. I'm going to make this last 20 minutes, damn it. No, the valet parking's 20 bucks a day with unlimited access to your car. Or there's like extra parking, which we might have to do if the valet fills up, which is 10 bucks a day. But you don't have unlimited access to your car. Like, you have to pay 10 bucks every time you take your car in and out.
Ugh. So the valet pretty much pays for itself if you need to go eat.
Pretty much. And then there's $5 parking about 4 blocks away at the Dallas Convention Center. But they didn't specify if that was unlimited access or if that was every time you bring it in and out.
Yeah, I know. All I know is I can't really help out much because there's barely going to be a room for me and Courtney in the car we're taking.
Yeah.
It's going to have everything I own in it.
Well, it's like a computer and a dog, right? And a bed.
Computer, dog, bed.
Bunch of dolls.
Couple pieces of clothing that I have.
Couple pieces of clothing. My shirt and shorts.
Well, I have like, you know, 2 pairs of shorts, a pair of jeans.
I bought some new clothes yesterday. I don't normally buy clothes often, so it's kind of nice.
I need to buy new clothes. I mean, I literally have 2 pairs of shorts and a pair of jeans.
Yeah, I had 2 pairs of shorts, too. Now I got five pairs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be nice.
It is nice.
I like having options when I go out.
And I'm wearing my new Avengers t-shirt.
Oh, that's nice.
It's just the Avengers A. You know, it's not like
I haven't had a chance to wear my Blahnik t-shirt much.
You got to bring it to SDC, though, definitely.
Oh, I got it.
Have I showed you that Macho Man mock-up shirt that I thought about getting?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. I probably won't get it before SDC, though, so. But it's a sweet fucking shirt. Oh, you saw the Montezuma one, right?
Yeah, I did see the Montezuma
fucking
one.
Fucking Leaper should get that. He's got the money. He's loaded.
Always got to spend money on me and his tattoo at SGC.
Well, yeah, but come on. Leaper, the other day, or last week, he was like, yeah, I almost blew $3,000 at the game store. If he's ready to blow $3,000 at a game store, he can buy a t-shirt. It was like a stadium events or something like that was there. Yeah, fucking. Any time he complains about money, I just want to look at him and go, really? Really,
Mr. Three Grand cabinet. You bought a pool table.
Yeah, you go to Prague on a whim.
Yeah, really on a whim.
It was on a whim. I like how we called him out on it. Like, he said, like, Saturday or something. Oh, hey, I'm going to Prague. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. Right. And then Tuesday's like, I'm leaving.
See ya. And then we didn't believe him, and then he took pictures of Prague.
Yeah, it's true. We had to wait till we got pictures back. Oh, well, my sister was like, why don't you believe him? I'm like, Leaper's a snake in the grass.
I mean, it's just such an odd, like, I'm going to Prague. I mean, who goes to Prague?
Yeah, I guess he liked it, but yeah, it seemed really weird. And that was at the time you and I were fighting for Prague's affection in Civ 5.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, okay, yeah, you're just adding another layer to the joke here. We get it. But yeah, so that was interesting. So he should get that fucking Montezuma shirt. That's the moral of the story.
Or a Montezuma tattoo.
Oh my god. Is that one of yours for the tattoo roulette?
No, I took it out because it is kind of awkward to fit on a leg. Because we kind of agreed we're probably going to put it on a leg.
Or something.
Yeah.
What if you get something really stupid? Would you get it like on the bottom of your foot? Like if Leaper got Mario?
We're trying to keep the list as like not stupid as possible. I mean, I'd hate to get Queen Braun or...
Yeah, that would suck. Because I told Leaper one of mine is Super Mario Brothers 2, Mario Sleeping.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, Leaper hates Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah, he absolutely hates Super Mario 2.
So, like, I could see him pulling that one and then, like, getting it on the bottom of his foot or something. So no one ever sees it. Like, he's going to get married and his wife's not going to know until, like, 10 years into the relationship. Like, wait a minute, do you have a tattoo on your foot?
I just can't wait. I'm looking forward to it, getting a dumb tattoo.
Are we going to, like... For the people listening, this is the idea for Tattoo Roulette, which is a dumb idea, but I'm going with it anyway.
Because, oh, it's absolutely stupid.
Yeah, it's a horrible idea, but we're going to go with it. Basically, what it is Leaper and Tyler are going to get everybody's input, what, like 5 ideas, right?
Yeah, me and Leaper are picking 10, and then everybody else is picking 5.
Okay, and we're going to put all these ideas into a hat, apparently, and they're going to pull one out, and they got to get a tattoo of it. Horrible idea, but hilarious.
It is. Some of the ideas are pretty... some of them I had to pull out because I was like, you know what, I think I actually want to get that one on my own.
Like a CDI link?
No, definitely not CDI link.
Not that one? You're going to do that one?
I definitely want to get like a Metroid, though.
Yeah. Oh, that would be kind of cool.
And like, if I don't... I really want to get the Black Mage sprite on this roulette because I kind of want that as a tattoo anyway.
I hope you get Queen Braun.
Oh, God. If I get Queen Braun, I don't even know what I'm going to do.
You know what? We should do a double tattoo roulette. One where everybody pulls out ideas, and then the other hat is locations. Like, get it on your leg or your arm or your face. Get Queen Braun on your face.
We can't do face. We agreed no arms, no face.
How about a neck tattoo?
We can do back, leg, and I guess chess if you really want to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess. Anything, like if you get something that you're not too into, you definitely want to put it in a place that people don't see it all the time.
Yeah.
And
the
you could also,
I wear shorts so often that's going to be a problem.
You could also get it pretty small too. I guess there's no like size requirement, is there?
No. I mean, it's just got to be the tattoo.
So you can get, like, Queen Braun in your ankle. It could be covered up by your your sock.
That'd just be so gay. Oh. I've never seen a guy with an ankle tattoo.
Well, because they're always covered up by their socks. See?
You know, the top of my foot.
Yeah. Like, God, was it Ryan Dunn that had, like, what, 3 + 4 = 7 or something on the top of his foot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, isn't that like an episode of Wild Boys? You had to get that?
No.
Or was it Jackass?
I think it was Viva La Bam. They were doing that scavenger hunt.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them was get a tattoo.
3 + 4 = 7.
Something like that. Some simple math equation was on his foot. Oh, but hey, Tyler, you want to get into gaming news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
Boycotting your game, Blitzer! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Okay, we're going to continue to beat this dead horse, but we're going to start off with the Xbox One, Tyler.
Ugh,
we're going to beat the hell out of this horse.
I just talked it to death last night on my podcast.
Yeah, that's we're really not going to beat it to death. We're going to talk about it briefly. This story here from Screw Attack says, a Reddit user who claims to work for a marketing firm accused Microsoft of hiring people to influence Xbox One discussion. A Reddit user, Misty Silver, claimed that Microsoft has hired people to hang out on social networking sites and put Xbox One discussions in a positive light. In a Reddit post, the user outlined that these individuals are to upvote positive comments about the Xbox One and downvote negative comments and add to the discussion with pro-Xbox comments.
Yeah, it's viral marketing is what it is.
Basically, yeah, and I look at the comment section, everyone's like, oh God, that's so stupid, oh God, Microsoft, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of how a lot of people do it.
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely not something that's heavily publicized, but I know for a fact restaurants do it all the time on Yelp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, easily. There was one guy I saw on Yelp, and I don't know how I saw this because I don't normally go to Yelp, but he would, he apparently owns a pizza place, but not only did he review his own pizza place, he would go to other ones and say, oh, this place is crappy. Go to Mike's Pizza or something like that. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely shady, and it's definitely viral marketing. It's not something like, but it's like, I mean, it's everybody's doing it. It's nothing we should like target Microsoft for.
Yeah, same thing with some people were saying Microsoft was piping in cheers, and other people were saying that the cheers were coming from Microsoft and not the press. Same thing. I thought about that. Like, it's shady, yeah, but eh.
I think it's kind of pathetic that they have to hire people and, like, pay them money to do this, but, I mean, whatever works, I guess.
And the internet's been so anti-Xbox One anyway, just think if they wouldn't have hired these people, what the internet would look like. Would there be anyone on Xbox One's side?
I think it's just kind of weird. I mean, why just, like, post on, like, Reddit? Like, hey, guys, Xbox One's really cool. I mean, it's like going to like V and being like, hey, Xbox One's pretty cool. I mean, everybody's going to know it's viral marketing. You're not going to get away with it.
Yeah. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Reddit.
Bill, but, not Gates.
Bill, not Gates.
1999.
Yeah. but Xbox One, give me one word to describe it.
You take one look and you turn 360 degrees and walk away.
Oh, that's funny. I don't think that was one word.
terrible. That's what I give it.
I would say disappointing.
Absolutely awful. Like I said last night, if I'm giving everybody a percentage grade for E3, going into E3, I'm giving Xbox One a 15%.
15%? Holy shit. By the way, you guys can listen to that at Goomba Stomp Show on YouTube. But 15%, oof.
Yeah, I can't stand it. I think it's the worst thing that's ever happened,
you know,
to Microsoft.
When they announced it, I was like, okay, I'm just going to wait till E3. I'm just going to wait till E3 to see the games. But then I was like, all the things that have come out about how it needs to connect every 24 hours and how it's really not indie-friendly and used games, I was just like, that kind of stuff's not going to change because of what I see at E3, so... You know, I might have already made my decision on it.
Yeah, it's not even about the games at this point. It's about them taking back the babysitting they're doing for people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like really just depressing that they have to... They're becoming Apple is what's happening. They're giving us this great thing and they're restricting it in so many ways.
Oh my God. Bill Gates is going to get pancreatic cancer. let's move on from that. All right, we've beat the Xbox One to death, and next week Andy will be back, and E3 will be over, so I'm sure we're going to beat it to death again. So let's end that for today and talk about a new Super Smash Bros. Trailer is going to be shown during the Nintendo Direct's E3 presentation.
Now, see, I just found out about this last night, and I am excited as hell.
I'm excited, too, because I think this might get me to buy a Wii U.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't even have a Wii U yet, but now it's like, oh shit, they're already showing Super Smash Brothers. Got to get one soon.
Yeah, definitely. And this, by the way, this Nintendo Direct conference will go live at 7 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Nintendo?
I don't know what they're thinking with the time. What no the one's gonna be awake. Fuck?
It's like, oh, I gotta see that Smash Brothers. Better set my alarm to 3 hours from now, because that's what E3 is like, you know? It's a fucking mess.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be watching the replays of Nintendo's conference.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not getting up for that shit. But it'll be interesting. I want to see a new Super Smash Brothers. If you could take a stab at maybe a character that's going to be added, who would you think?
Who I think or who I want?
Well, let's do who you want.
I really want another good Fire Emblem character. Not Mike, not Marth, not Roy. Like, I want maybe one of the Sword Masters, maybe one of the mages.
I want fucking Mega Man.
Mega Man would be cool, but I don't know if Capcom would sign on with it. Because, I mean, they already have Mega Man slotted in for their fighting games.
I know, but, man, Mega Man would be sweet.
It would be sweet.
And, you know, when I think Mega Man, I think Nintendo anyway, because that's where I played all the Mega Mans on. But I can't really think of anyone else besides that, except, you know, like another Pokemon or something like that.
Yeah, do we really need another Pokemon?
No, we don't.
I'd like to see something, like, I don't know, creative come out of it, like something you wouldn't expect, kind of like Jigglypuff again.
Yeah,
like that thing can fight apparently. Like maybe like the Animal Crossing guy.
Yeah, Mr. Rossetti or something like that.
Mr. Rossetti, yeah.
His final smash is just resetting the game. All right.
I'm really looking forward to them clearing up the rumors about the whole 3DS compatibility.
Oh, potential cross-platforming?
The potential cross-platforming, because they kind of left it in the dark. They didn't really elaborate much.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Everyone I talk to this about, they kind of act like it's been confirmed, but it hasn't been confirmed.
Yeah.
Two versions are confirmed. They've confirmed they're bringing it to the 3DS.
Yeah, but they didn't say you're going to be, like, what I want to see is be able to play on the 3DS with your friends on the Wii.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Hopefully not just ad hoc, hopefully over online, but
yeah,
shooting a bit there. But I can hope.
Yeah, you can always dream, Tyler. Speaking of dreaming, DICE teases they'll reveal some surprises at E3 next week. Now, DICE is the company that has made the Battlefield Bad Company games, mm-hmm. and I love Battlefield Bad Company, one of my favorite franchises of all time. Now, they're kind of speculating that it could be Mirror's Edge 2, which... All right, fine, but I was still hoping it'd be Battlefield Bad Company. And then I go to this article, which says, EA reveals no Bad Company games currently in development. Go fuck yourself, EA. Fuck you, man.
There goes EA again.
Yeah. They say, we love the Bad Company series, but don't have it in active development. Battlefield 4 is our main focus this year. You really don't have enough people to work on two Battlefield games at once.
No, they got to work on... See, they had to devote like half of their team to working out how to milk as much money from the series as possible.
Just release Battlefield 4 this year and have people working on Battlefield Bad Company 3 for next year. So I can play that one. And not Battlefield 4.
It's just like they said they were taking away the online pass thing.
Yeah.
Just so they can sign on to Xbox's new...
Yeah, fucking...
fucking... they're the worst. They have to be the worst company out there.
EA. Well, they have been voted worst company in America 2 years running, so.
They have the worst servers, the worst customer service.
Oh my god, I'm amazed at how bad their servers are.
I couldn't play SimCity for like a week after I bought it.
For one of the biggest companies, period. Not even just talking about video games, period. One of the biggest companies in the world, and... They can't have decent servers. The Battlefield servers have always been so shitty. If I didn't like the Battlefield games, there's no way. Like, even if I didn't love them, there's no way I'd play them. If this was like Rainbow Six or something, I'm like, oh yeah, this is fun. But if it was like that and the servers were shitty, I wouldn't even bother.
Yeah, I haven't even played much SimCity because it's been such a sour taste in my mouth.
Do you remember Battlefield 2, when you and I would suicide bomb people?
I do remember that, jumping on the cars and the planes and whatnot and just plowing into people.
Yes, that was really fun. Putting C4 on and then jumping out.
I think that's the only time I actually played Battlefield, any of the games.
Battlefield 2 was really, really fun. I liked that. Bad Company was good as well. I liked the first Bad Company more than the second because it had a different... the story mode was different. It was funny. It wasn't super serious.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's more of a... Like a comedic, lighthearted war game instead of a kind of like Borderlands in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
It that nitty gritty. Private Johnson has been captured by Nazis, and are you a bad enough dude to save Private Johnson?
And then they changed that for Battlefield Bad Company 2, which was, it was weird. A lot of people hated it. I thought it was still fine because it was still like, it still felt like its own game. Like, it wasn't copying anybody. Like, it wasn't trying to be Call of Duty version 8, but at the same time, it did copy the fact that it was, like, pretty serious. The ending to Bad Company 2 is fucking sweet.
I heard nothing but good about Bad Company 2, but I never actually played it. I think the most recent first-person shooter I played was Black Ops.
Black Ops. Ah, Black Ops was fun when it first came out. And I was, like, the only person that used iron sights.
Yeah, I never played Black Ops 2 or Modern Warfare 4 or 3, whichever one came out after it. I don't remember.
I don't remember either, honestly. But
I think it was 3 that came after Black Ops.
I have the latest Modern Warfare. I bought it used when I bought my new Xbox. I never played Black Ops 2, though, and I haven't played World at War or any of those.
I owned World at War, but I didn't really play it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that great. I played it once, but I guess I didn't own it. I played it very briefly, I think, with Austin. But, yeah. Telltale Games have released a video, a short video on Vine about their newest game.
Telltale Games. Wow.
Telltale. Come on. Come on. Come on.
I'm trying to think.
Come on.
No, I can't get it.
You want me to give you quotes from their hit?
Yeah.
Keep that hair short.
I have no idea.
God, I'm trying to think of quotes from that fucking game.
And I can like almost picture their logo.
Jesus fucking Christ. How come I can't come up with any quotes from the game? Damn it, Kenny.
South Park? No. The RPG?
No, Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. Walking Dead. Okay, yeah, Telltale Games. Yeah.
By the way, what has Jurassic happened to Park, that South Walking Park Dead. Game?
Yeah, the Stick of Truth? South Park RPG has been like, I don't know, it just like disappeared.
Yeah, well, it was part of THQ, wasn't it? And then THQ closed down.
Yeah, but they said they weren't going to stop development on the new South Park game.
Yeah, I just don't know what happened to it after that debacle.
Maybe it's been running into difficulties, but maybe they're still developing it. It looks fun. I want to play it.
It did look really fun. But footage of Telltale's next game has surfaced online, but it's not clear as to whether it's the awaited sequel to the episodic Walking Dead series. The footage depicts a person pinning a photograph of a man named Vince to a bulletin board upon which the phrase, "Recommended evacuate immediately, designated shelters," can be seen for a moment.
And it sounds pretty reasonable to think it's a Walking Dead game. Yeah.
Telltale's new adventure, The Wolf Among Us, based on Fable's comics, has been cited as one possibility. And the screenshots of their new game follows a similar style to The Walking Dead.
Hmm.
Now,
Fable had comics?
Yeah. Based on Fable's comics. That's what it says. So, but the thing is, on the video, it does look a little different from The Walking Dead. It's still the same kind of art style, but it looks a little different. But I could have sworn one of the people I saw on the bulletin board was Krista from the first game. Mm-hmm. So,
I have played most of the first game. I still haven't finished it, actually, and somehow I have not had any spoilers. I like to keep it that way.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't had any spoilers?
None. I haven't had any spoilers for. I haven't finished reading the second game or the second Ice and Fire book, so I don't know the spoilers for everything that happens in the second season of Game of Thrones. I don't know the spoilers of Walking Dead, either, the show or the game.
Do you watch the show?
No, I don't. Yeah, but
I can give you spoilers somehow. On the show.
There's like a lot of things. I somehow remain completely spoiler free. Wow. I don't know how I do it.
I'm really, really surprised you stayed spoiler-free on the Walking Dead game.
Yeah, there's a couple things I'm pretty impressed that I'm still spoiler-free on. I don't know how, because I spent all this time on the internet.
How far away from you are from finishing the game?
Let's see, they just got to the new place with that one mysterious dude calling on the radio.
Oh, you're not...
Like two chapters far. Away.
Yeah, think, you're two chapters. You gotta finish that game, dude.
I know, I gotta.
That ending's good.
That's why I hear.
Tell you what, we'll skip D&D tonight. You can finish that game.
No, we can't skip D&D tonight.
But I'm going to die, Tyler.
Yeah, and Leaper's going to fall asleep.
Leaper better save my ass, that fuck.
What are you on, one HP right now?
No, I'm on like six. I healed myself.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But that's still pretty low. All right, and our final...
Not doing too hot against these goblins and goblin dogs.
God fucking hell. Final story in gaming news. A man would rather go to jail than play Xbox 360. A 19-year-old from New Zealand who was under house arrest phoned the police and asked to complete the rest of his sentence in prison. His baffling request was made because he was tired of playing his Xbox.
What?
According to Senior Constable Paul Nicholas of the Wanhagari Police Department, holy shit, the young man called the police on Tuesday claiming he had run out of games to play and become sick of playing the system. He then asked to complete the last month on his 11-month sentence behind bars.
Oh, he was on... Okay, yeah, he was on house arrest. So
yeah.
Sure, why not, I guess.
I mean, he has 1 month left. You can't just...
It's kind of... I think he's kind of crazy. I mean, like, maybe there's something wrong in his head, but I mean...
He even threatened to violate his house arrest if he wasn't sent to prison.
Yeah, he's probably got a couple screws loose, but I mean, just throw him in prison, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is only 1 month, so... Enjoy being in prison.
He'll probably regret it after like a week, but
yeah. Ooh, I regret this decision.
Oh god, when I spent that one night in jail for the crime I didn't commit, it was the most boring thing ever. You just sit there.
Yeah, that's what they all say, Tyler. Crime I didn't commit.
Yeah, I got acquitted and they refunded my bail fully.
Everyone in jail's innocent, aren't they, Tyler?
Well, I'd say a good chunk of them are.
Tyler, that'll do it for gaming news. You want to talk a little technology?
A little technology, maybe?
Yeah, a little technology. Just a little bit.
Okay, just like a little...
We got to talk about one pressing issue, which I don't
know. Like a spritz. Like a little lemon spritz?
Yeah, a little lemon spritz. But let's do that. Let's go into technology.
All right.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. Whoa. This is technology news.
I don't really want to talk about this next thing, but I have to because everyone else is talking about it. It'd be kind of stupid if I just kind of overlooked it, but the NSA and Prism, Tyler.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, we got to talk about this. First of all, are you surprised? Well, of course you're not surprised. You worked for intelligence.
No. I worked in intelligence. I know what we do.
But I wasn't really surprised. Like, I kind of thought, I mean, I'm not surprised that they're keeping data, you know?
No, I mean, and it's things that your phone company has access to this all the time. I mean, it's not like they're pulling this data from you, like violating your rights. I mean, like the phone company has this data on hand. They're just getting permission from the phone companies to use it the same way that they can get permission from your cable companies to, you know, like seize your browsing history.
Yeah. Yeah, in wake of the revelation that everyone in the world has an NSA-shaped stalker, defenders of online liberty and generally angry internet people, Anonymous, have leaked a treasure trove of NSA documents. Stuff like the U.S. Department's Defense's strategic vision for controlling the internet.
You know, if there's one thing I hate more than anything on the internet, it is Anonymous.
Tyler, dude.
I can't stand them. They're just like,
dude, Anonymous might listen. Shut up.
It's just a subset of B that are angry teenagers and they want to be really cool.
The funny thing is, there's an update to the story. The 13 total documents that were leaked were already publicly available.
I'm sure you're not going to get NSA's documents. No, not some 18-year-old hackers that have some spare time.
Tyler, let's become hackers.
Let's not, because there's not much of a market for it.
Let's become anti-hackers. Let's hack hackers.
However, I did have a friend who was a hacker actually made money off of it because he hacked his old school's records and changed some kids' grades and then showed it to him. So they hired him to do their security system.
That's awesome. I like when people do that. Where it's like, hey, look, dude, I just fucked with your shit. Tell you what, how about you work for us?
See, the thing is with NSA is they're not like listening in on you. They're not listening to what you're saying to your grandma on the phone. They're not all they're seeing is like this stuff called metadata, where it shows like you made a call to this number and it lasted for this long. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, there's things they can gather from it, but it's not like they're looking that in depth. They're screening for known numbers. They're screening for like keywords. No one's actually physically looking through them. They're being processed through a computer system, and then when a red flag pops up, someone sees it.
I see. So all the text of me saying butts to you, no one's reading that?
No one would see it.
Dang it. I hope they're looking at our Skype conversations, because they'd be like, what the fuck?
They actually did publish recently that Skype has been scanning through for, they're looking for like malicious links, so they kind of scan through all of your messages.
Why do these two keep sharing pictures with each other? Is that an adult-sized swing? The fuck?
Yeah, but basically what the thing is with NSA is it's a bunch of angry baby boomers that are complaining because Obama's in office. Because if this would have happened with Bush in office or Reagan in office, they would have said, oh, they're protecting our freedoms. They're just doing their job.
Well, you know, when the black man's looking in on your phone records, you got to get a little upset.
And then it's a bunch of angry liberals because they want more government transparency. And then it's a bunch of people on the internet who misread it, misinterpret it, and think that they're spying on us, and they go crazy.
So I'm just wondering, like, at what point in the military did they turn you into a government stooge, Tyler?
The fourth week of basic training.
Fourth week of basic. Okay, I see.
Yep.
I see.
That's where they implant the mind chip.
Oh, the mind chip.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much of our tax dollars go into the mind chip.
About 1% of our GDP per person.
Oh, okay. Speaking of tax dollars, Leaper was bitching about having to pay taxes for that new baseball stadium we got. I was like, but the baseball stadium is going to like pay us back. Like, eventually it's going to pay for itself, and then it's going to pay for other things like roads because it brings in tourists.
Mm-hmm.
For the College World Series, so...
I don't get people that complain about taxes. I mean, it's not like they're lining the pockets of the politicians. They're usually being used for something.
Well, if I didn't pay taxes, we wouldn't get that sweet road widening outside of my neighborhood that they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to get back to that.
That's also when people fucking bitch about road construction. Like, oh, all this construction, I hate it. It's like, dude, when it's done, you're gonna love it.
Remember the expressway?
Yeah. Yeah, the Dodge Expressway. Holy shit.
Oh, when that was built, oh, my God. Like, life just, like... improved so much.
Yeah, or
it's
even
like I can actually go to the mall now.
Yeah, or even now when they widened from Dodge to Blondo, mm-hmm. on 144th.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that, but I'm gonna come back to it.
It's nice. It's fucking great. And then they're gonna widen from fucking Blondo to Fort.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's already widened just before Maple, so.
That's where I got to help Ezra out a lot.
Oh, they just started doing that, too. They're going to widen. They just started working on that. They're going to finish that in August.
That place has the worst traffic.
Yes, it does. Holy shit, it does. There's a bunch of people listening right now going, probably like, I don't know your fucking city.
I don't know what they're talking about.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I live in the city.
All right, well, we're going to move on to Facebook's data center, which had a humidity challenge, Tyler.
I did not hear about this.
In 2011, Facebook reported that their first data center in Prineville, Oregon, had a high humidity issue. Probably not the best condition for servers, but it turns out that the wonky temperature controls were actually causing condensation in the data center, like indoor rain. It was literally raining in the server room.
Hmm. That sounds very conducive for electronics.
Facebook's VP of Engineering, Jay Parikh, was quoted as saying, I got a call, and they said, Jay, there's a cloud in the data center. What do you mean, outside? No, inside.
How does that even happen?
The temperature was exceeding 80 degrees Fahrenheit, and the relative humidity exceeding 95%.
I mean, even when I was deployed to an area with, like, 98% humidity on the ocean,
mm-hmm.
it was like, the hangars would, like, drip.
Yeah.
But they didn't rain.
Well, the thing is with a server room, you know how the server rooms are kept really cold?
Yeah,
as the air circulated and cooled, it took on so much moisture that it was forming a cloud and raining on the servers.
Oh, God.
So Facebook's data centers have since changed their protocol, so an incident will never reoccur. But just in case, all servers are now additionally equipped with a rubber raincoat.
Hmm. Why didn't they just fix the, the system that was, like, controlling the weather inside of the building?
Yeah, like, how the fuck does that happen? Like, in what place? Like, in what...
I mean, Google's had no problem with this sort of thing. Why is it just them?
Yeah, in what building? First of all, in what building is it fucking 80 degrees all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, room
temp... And 98% humidity or whatever.
Yeah, 95% in this case. But still, 95% humidity. Like, sometimes my room will get up to 80 degrees, but that's because it's a small room with a bunch of electronics. If I had, like, a building, don't you normally just, like, keep that on 74 or something like that? 72?
I'd assume they'd have central heating and air.
Yeah, you would think so. I would hope. Or else Facebook's really cutting corners. Tyler, T-Mobile came out with a new unlimited and data plan.
Oh, wow. Is it actually unlimited this time?
Apparently it is. It says it's unlimited. Unlimited data and text plus 100 minutes for $30. $30 a month.
Oh, that's actually... Maybe I should get on T-Mobile.
Yeah, you know, when I see this, I'm like, 100 minutes, but...
Yeah, how often do you call people?
Yeah, I don't really call people. Anyone I talk to is on Skype, so.
I think I've used my phone to call Chinese in the last week, and that's all I've done.
You know, I set a new ringtone yesterday, and I was like, oh, this will be great when people call me. Oh, yeah.
In the last week, I got a call from my dad. I called Chinese twice, and... I got a call from some 1-888 number I didn't answer.
In the last week, you called me. You called me yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you just called me today.
I called you today.
Didn't scroll all the way up.
You motherfucking liar. You gonna lie on this podcast? Is that what you're gonna do?
I didn't want to really... Well, damn it, the NSA already knows anyway, so what's the point?
Amazon has a 3D printer section now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you can buy your own 3D printers.
I don't like 3D printers. I think they're dumb.
Really? You think they're dumb? But you can make, like, a plastic gun.
I know. That's why I think they're dumb.
And plastic bullets, Tyler.
Let's put guns in everybody's hands.
That gun would probably blow up in your hand, too. Like, probably use it once, though.
It's still terrifying. What's stopping people from, like, printing all sorts of weaponry?
I wonder how many dildos get made with it.
Oh, it's gonna be a lot. Especially yeah. You could, like...
If you just think about it, like...
Scan your own... Like, scan you or your own lover's penis and, like, print it so it's, like, a exact mock-up of their penis.
But, like, there could be, like, brand new companies springing up in the dildo business with this.
Oh, what if, like, porn stars could sell the rights to their penis? And they could print their penis.
You're onto something. Patent pending.
I think it's already been done, though, for, like, molding.
Yeah, well, 3D printers. Patent pending. 3 Agama Podcast 2013.
Sell the royalties for your penis.
Yeah. We call this the average. It's for the woman out there that doesn't want the fantasy.
What do they have? The modest, the average, and the fantasy?
Yeah, this is called the okay.
This is called the motion of the ocean.
Yeah. This one's called the nice personality.
This one's, he's got a doctorate degree and he pulls in about 200K.
Oh. Patent pending. Tyler, that'll do it for technology news. I like how technology news ended on dicks.
3D printed dicks.
Well, yeah, but very, very weird. Very different. Different from technology news in the past. But you want to move into our final segment and talk about some news?
Let's do the news.
All right.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the Three Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
All right, Tyler, first up in news, a hot sauce prank sends 3 people to the hospital.
What?
It looked like a normal plate of spaghetti marinara, perfectly edible by school cafeteria standards, but when a Chicago high school student bit into it, he got a rude awakening. Someone had spiked a jar of the school's marinara sauce with Da Bomb Hot Sauce, a brand that prides itself on its near toxicity. One variety, called the Final Answer Hot Sauce, has almost as many Scoville units as pepper spray.
Oh, I mentioned the time I tried Dave's Total Insanity, which is like the closest you can get without being illegal.
I don't have any fantasy about trying really hot sauce.
I tried out of curiosity, and then I never tried it again.
Like, there's some people that, like, keep trying to find hotter and hotter stuff. Like, I know what I like, and that I'm going to end that right there.
Oh, I love spicy things, but I don't like sending my tongue into, like, third-degree burns, because...
There's some people that, like, that pride themselves on how hot they can eat something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're really like, oh, come on, man, that's hardly even hot. Check this out. Check out how manly I am. And then they eat it, and they're like... You doing okay over there? Yeah.
Like sweating profusely.
Yeah.
Their face is as red as a cherry.
You know, not like someone like Stefan who legitimately likes really spicy things.
I legitimately like really spicy things, but I don't treat it as like
a
game.
Yeah, but he eats jalapenos like candy.
Well, yeah, so do I. I love jarred jalapenos.
That's fucked up, dude.
Dude, I eat them like right out of the jar.
But unlike you and Stefan, there are people that are like... Like, oh, this is like the hottest pepper in the world. I'm gonna eat this ghost pepper right now. Watch me. You dare me? It's like, dude, I don't fucking care.
I bit into a bonnet pepper.
A blonic pepper? One
time. A bonnet pepper, which is like one of the hottest.
It's my own original pepper, bonnet.
As a bet. And it was the worst thing I had ever done in my life. Like, it was...
Did you make money?
I made $20.
Oh, well, there you go. But pain and suffering.
When I was walking home, like, it was, like, my entire face felt like it was, like, on fire. And, like, I, like, tried to rinse it out, like, in a sprinkler because I was walking home from school.
Yeah.
And, like, when I sprayed it all over my face, it got into my eyes.
Oh, God, Tyler, no.
And so, like, my entire face was, like, red and, like, I was tearing up so badly and it was burning so horribly. Like, I just wanted to die.
Oh, my God. This has reminded me of two stories. One, I remember one time in high school, me, Stefan, and Austin went to the park after we went to the gas station. Like, Austin got this really spicy beef jerky, and mm-hmm. he was eating this beef jerky, and he was sitting on the fucking merry-go-round, I guess. Is it still a merry-go-round when you're not riding, like, fucking horses? You know,
the ones where you spin? You spin manually?
Yeah.
I think it's a merry-go-round, maybe like a carousel.
Yeah. Regardless, he was sitting on it, and like Stefan and I ran up there and started spinning him as fast as we could. And it slows down. He gets off and kind of stumbles, and then he throws up. And he's like, "I've got beef jerky in my nose."
Oh.
He was done for the night. Like, we went back to Stefan's, and he just went to sleep.
I'm surprised he just never hung out with you guys again.
And then another time, I was at Buffalo Wild Wings with some people from Panera, and this guy was doing the Blazing Wings Challenge.
He
crushed it. Like, he easily did it. But then, like, I went to the bathroom later, and he's over the sink with two cups of ranch pouring on his tongue.
Dude, you gotta do bread. That's the best.
Bread or apparently milk works really well, too. Which would suck for me because I hate milk. So I would eat a really hot pepper and be like, "Here, drink this milk." You'd be like, no.
I just like get a piece of bread and just like dab it on my tongue.
And then eat the bread.
And then eat the bread.
And then now it's in your stomach.
You gotta eat the bread.
Now you got burning stomach.
No. Stomach's always burning because it's full of acid.
Touche. Tyler, the Environmental Protection Agency has cleaned up a lot of messes, but this one is like no other. A 70,000-square-foot warehouse operated by the EPA was revealed to have what several media sources have described as secret man caves. The warehouse contained multiple unauthorized and hidden personal spaces created by and for the workers that included televisions, refrigerators, radios, microwaves, chairs, and couches.
Are they like where people live?
I think it's where people hang out. Like, it was in the warehouse. It was actually hidden by partitions and boxes from security cameras.
So, like, it's people unauthorized living there.
Yeah.
Like homeless people. Squatters.
No. Workers. Like,
oh.
Taking break from work or just slacking off would hang out in these man caves. And watch TV and shit.
That's... Why is the EPA part of it?
Because it happened in their warehouse.
Oh, okay.
It was an EPA warehouse, like where contractors actually work.
How does this even happen? Like, how do you get to the point where you have people building secret holes, like little caves?
Yeah, they said these spaces contain personal items, including photos, pinups, calendars, clothing, books, magazines, and videos.
Pinups? What are they doing in there?
The 30 by 45 foot athletics center included surplus EPA gym equipment.
Damn, are you sure they're not just like, you know, living there?
I suppose you could live there, but they don't mention anything about people living there. They just kind of mention that it's like their break area.
I think some people are maybe living there. If they have like pinups and microwaves and like all these... Do they have beds?
It doesn't say.
Should I live there?
Live there in a heartbeat. Call the EPA.
I mean, it's probably got to be free, because, I mean...
Yeah, it's on the EPA's dime.
I mean, kudos to them for getting around it. I mean, yeah. They managed to dodge all the cameras and, like, build, like, this secret fort area, so that's kind
of
cool.
I'm kind of surprised no one was, like, looking at the security camera going, there's a lot of boxes there.
Yeah, it's like kind of like the Solid Snake question, where it's like, oh, it's just a box that just appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah.
No problem.
Tyler, this girl Chelsea Coates had $500 worth of sex toys stolen from her car trunk. The robbery took place this past Monday while her sedan was parked in front of her home in Sandy, Oregon. Coates was one of five victims in her neighborhood, but she is especially bothered because she had been building up for the kinky collection for months for an upcoming bachelorette party.
That's a lot of sex toys.
That is. She said it includes lots of toys, blow-up items, and all kinds of goodies.
I'm not sure what, like, the average asking price of a dildo is, but I wouldn't imagine it's anywhere near, like less than $20. I mean,
yeah. She said she was storing them in her trunk because she has kids, and she didn't want her kids to see them.
Hmm.
She then also wonders what people would even do with them. What people would even do with them?
Well, let's be honest here.
Yeah, you don't. It doesn't say who stole it, so you know. Could be some people that are into that.
Maybe they're just trying to usurp her like collection.
Yeah,
like,
maybe they're a rival.
They're like, we'll see who wins the bachelorette party now.
And they can. She can buy a 3D printer then.
She can just start printing new ones.
Oh, my God. I just remembered something funny. It was a Confession Bear meme. And I know how much you like the Maymays.
Oh, I love the Maymays.
But it was like something that says, I make dildos for bachelorette parties. And a male friend of mine provided the mold. And at a recent bachelorette party, I sold one to his sister. Then it started getting really out of hand. With That's... people making new ones.
One that'd be really awkward. One was you'd probably never find out, but
probably not. One of the offshoot memes from that was I bought a dildo at a bachelorette party. It felt just like my brother. Tyler, if I were to ask you what would be the worst thing to wear to a custody hearing, what would you say?
A big shirt that says I beat my child and fuck the police.
That would be really bad. You want to take another stab though? One more stab. What would be really bad?
A fursuit.
Fursuit. Yeah, that would be horrible too. Now we are talking about a kind of suit. We're talking about a Nazi suit.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh. Heath Campbell entered a New Jersey courthouse this past Monday dressed in a full Nazi uniform, donning a trimmed mustache reminiscent of Adolf Hitler, the man he named his firstborn child after.
Was he trying to get rid of his child?
No, he's trying to get it back. The 40-year-old dad was attending a hearing to ask for visitation rights to his youngest child, 2-year-old Heinrich Hans, who was taken into state custody just hours after his birth in 2011. Heinrich has three Nazi-named siblings, Adolf Hitler, who is 7, Joycelyn Aryan Nation, who is 6, and 5-year-old Hanslin Jean.
Really?
Yeah.
Aryan Nation, that's not even a name.
It's not. This guy has been in the news before because one time he asked a grocery store to write "Happy Birthday Hitler" on a cake.
Oh, I think I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, and they said no.
And they said no, and he's like, "No, it's actually my son's name."
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. It was at a ShopRite, apparently. So ShopRite is not down with the Nazis, apparently.
Yeah, I think I remember reading that, and then I was like, oh, that's kind of messed up. I mean, if it's his kid's name. Then I read that he was a neo-Nazi, and he named him after Adolf Hitler. I'm like, no, fuck that guy.
Yeah. He told NBC10, "The world needs to see who I am," when asked about coming in the suit. He said, "I'm going to tell the judge I love my children, and I want to be a father. Let me be it."
Yeah, but does he not realize that? I mean, like, it's not World War II Nazi hate, but, I mean, people still don't like Nazis.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing that people have. It's kind of like an issue people don't.
I mean, it's not like where we, like, joke about it, like, oh, it's just commies.
Yeah.
He's like, no, dude, no one likes Nazis. Yeah,
people really aren't into the Nazis things. Why don't you show up in a full KKK uniform while you're at it?
Like, if he was showed up, like, dressed up as, like, Joseph Stalin, would be like, oh, you kidder, you stop it. He murdered more people than Hitler, but you stop.
Stop, you. All right, Tyler, our final story in news out of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, I know where that is.
A porn actress, Val Midwest.
Wait. Val Midwest.
Val Midwest took some racy photos in front of her old high school, Lincoln Pius X.
Pius X. Something tells me this might be a Christian school.
It is a Catholic high school in Lincoln, Nebraska. Back then, she was known as Valerie Dodds. The 19-year-old did a little reminiscing last week, returning to pose nearly nude for some spicy photos.
19-year-old and they're in porn already.
Yep. She said, quote, "All of the pious kids were saying mean things, and that's when I decided to go there and show them that I'm here to stay." Pius X officials were outraged, of course.
Well, yeah, it's a Catholic high school.
This article is wondering when they're going to create a porn named Pius X. Ha ha.
Pius Triple X.
Pius Triple X. Oh my God, there we go. Oh my God, I wonder if I can get Val Midwest on the show. That actually might be possible.
How would you get her on the show?
I'm sure I could find contact info or something for her and say, hey, you want to come on a podcast? I mean, she's a 19-year-old porn star in the same state as me. I'm sure she'd be willing to.
I've never really heard of podcasts or porn stars being on podcasts, so maybe you can break some ground.
I know 76th Street Podcast was trying to get a porn star, but I don't know if they did.
I think that porn stars would just kind of be, they think themselves celebrities.
So I think they're, like, actually famous when they're not. I'm like, oh, I don't have time for this. I'm a busy, busy woman.
Yeah. Busy taking the D.
Busy taking the D maybe once a month.
Man.
For money.
Fuck, I might be able to get her on the goddamn show.
If you can get her on the show, I will give you maybe
$5. Maybe $5? Come on. You can do better than that.
It'll be like a $5 bill with maybe written on it in Sharpie.
But the thing is, here's what I'm thinking about it, and it kind of makes sense, and it's also kind of me not wanting to contact this porn star, because next week's show is going to be all about E3 and SGC, honestly, so, I mean, where are we going to fit time for a porn star in there? And then the show after that is going to be our SGC recap, and then the show after that is going to be our 100-episode special, so it's like, I wouldn't be able to really feasibly get her on for 4 weeks, and by then the story's kind of dead, you know?
Yeah. Also, maybe you could put her as a booth babe, though.
A booth babe?
Like, you'd have as an E3 thing. Like, have a booth babe. But wait, they made those illegal now.
Unless they know about the game.
Yeah, unless they know about the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. They got rid of the booth babes. I didn't really give a shit about booth babes, to be honest.
No. Really, the only ones that give a shit about booth babes are the really kind of creepy people who don't understand how personal hygiene works. And
oh man, we're gonna see plenty of that at SGC.
Oh yeah, trust me, I've been to Magic the Gathering tournaments. I know the smell.
Ooh, there's gonna be a big tabletop gaming area.
Oh God, don't even.
We should play D&D at the tabletop gaming area.
Yeah, maybe we could have a. Oh, yeah. I don't have a. mat.
Yeah, and I don't have dice, so that's kind of a
thing. I have dice you can use, but the thing is, Leaper doesn't have dice either, so you'd have to...
Can I use your ugly dice?
No, because I'd need those.
Can I use your Ten Commandments dice?
You can use my Ten Commandments
dice. You should bring it, and then we'll roll it every morning and find out what commandment we're going to break.
Let's see. I don't think I have enough dice for three people. I think I only have enough for two.
You have a lot of fucking dice. I can just hear it.
Yep, I have enough for two.
I keep wanting to buy 20-sided dice, and I just keep trying to tell myself no.
My chainmail dice bag.
I want to get a Crown Royal one.
It's not that hard. You just have to drink a Crown Royal. Well, that was actually, it's funny, because that was my original dice bag. It was a Crown Royal bag, and then I lost it, so I bought a chainmail one.
Let's buy a Crown Royal at SGC, and I'll keep the bag.
But the thing is, it wasn't just a Crown Royal bag. It was the Crown Royal premium, like, $100 bottle bag.
Jesus Christ.
Because someone bought me that for my 21st birthday. So I wasn't really happy when I lost it.
Yeah, that's disappointing. But back on the point of let's buy Crown Royal for SGC, let's buy Crown Royal for SGC.
Crown Royal's not that good, though.
You don't think so?
It's all right. I mean, it's better than most liquors, but it's still not, like, a lot of people talk it up too much.
Let's have Crown and Coke at SGC. And I mean cocaine, Tyler.
Oh, okay.
let's get high on cocaine and then go down to the arcade area at 3 a.m. God, I fucking love Soul Calibur! Fuck! God damn it!
Just break the sticks on the arcade cabinets.
They're going to have the Simpsons arcade game there for sure. It's like, something look wrong with Marge? Is something wrong with Marge? What's wrong with Marge? Is this game broken? Hey, broken, this game.
Oh, it reminds me of my friend. He had first-hand experience with cocaine. Like, he didn't do cocaine, but he was at a party where this guy was.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he's a huge guy. Like, he lifts weights every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's, like, 220 pounds of pure muscle, like, 5'9".
Yeah.
And, like, he arm wrestled the skinny guy, and he, like, nearly broke his arm. And then he did a line of coke, and he came back and nearly broke his arm.
Holy shit.
Like, he couldn't believe it. Like, he, like, smashed this guy. And he does a line of coke, and he, like, just destroys him.
Wow. I wonder what it would have been like if he came back on bath salts.
Oh, jeez.
So then he ripped his arm out of a socket and started hitting me with it.
He started eating it.
Okay, Tyler, so that'll do it for another episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Thank you for coming on, Tyler.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, this was fun. You should come on more when you, like, live here.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Because you're going to be, like, you know, fucking across
the
street.
I'll live, like, walking distance from you.
Yeah, so... So remember, everybody can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast. Search us on YouTube, 3-8-combo-podcast. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/3-8-combo-PC. Email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com. And check out our blog at 3-8-combo-podcast.blogspot.com and 76thStreetNetwork.com. So for Tyler, this is Matt, signing out. The book.